It was faith that caused blind Bartimaeus to see again. It was faith that caused the woman with an issue of blood to be healed. It was faith that caused the thief on the cross to get saved. And it was faith that caused Peter to walk on water. My friend, this we know about Enoch. He was a man that walked with God, a man that believed God by faith. I pray that you and I too would be like Enoch and believe God by faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today. We are in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, there are several things that we have learned about Enoch. We know that Enoch walked with God, which expresses a relationship with the Lord. And it is possible for you and I have an intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Secondly, Enoch was a man of courage. And we also know that he was a great example of godliness. But also, we realize that Enoch pleased God. Now, how did Enoch please the Lord? Because Enoch had faith. You see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 says, "For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." The Bible also says, "Whatever is not from faith is sin." So one of the dreadful sins of Israel was the sin of unbelief. You see, unbelief will keep you from receiving the blessings of God. Jesus couldn't do any great works in his own hometown because of the sin of unbelief. The people just did not believe that he was the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus even rebuked his own disciples because of their sin of unbelief. You see, unbelief and hardness of heart kept Israel from entering into the promised land. It kept them from entering into the place of rest. It kept them from receiving God's promises, and God had to allow them to die off in the wilderness for 40 years before he could do anything with them. Why? Because of unbelief. They didn't have faith. They didn't believe. You know, you might find yourself walking in circles, spiritually speaking. You're in a dry wilderness desert. It could be because you're doubting God. You don't believe him at his word. Perhaps you don't think that he can move in your situation. Well, my friend, it's time to put the doubting behind and start believing God and believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God pays his wages, and God is faithful to do his part. And I pray that we'll be faithful to do our part. And what pleases God is when people have faith to believe that with God, all things are possible. As in Job, God said, "I change not." Hallelujah. It was faith that caused blind Bartimaeus to see again. It was faith that caused the woman with an issue of blood to be healed. It was faith that caused the thief on the cross to be saved. And it was faith that caused Peter to walk on water. But lastly, I know Enoch did not experience death. Enoch was translated from this life into eternity. Enoch is a foreshadow of what is yet to happen to the church. Glory to God. One day Jesus will come back for an Enoch generation church, a church that's without spot or wrinkle, that's washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's right. Jesus is coming back for a church that walks with God, one that is holy and consecrated and separated, a church that's not just being religious, but has a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't know how it was for Enoch. Was it like Elijah, where God took him into heaven in a whirlwind? Was Enoch just praying one day and suddenly he found himself in glory? Maybe Enoch was walking with the Lord, communion with God, and suddenly the Lord said, "I'm going to bring you home with me today." I don't know. But all I know is that Enoch did not experience death and he pleased God. Are you a part of that Enoch generation today? I pray that you're doing all that you can to please God by believing him by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.